Hello out there, and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. And here at the Spotlight Show, we're always interviewing some of the locals for people you know, people you don't know, people you'd like to know. And my guest today, Tanner Crumweedy. Welcome, Tanner.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
Yes. Tanner, of course... your father, everybody remembers Jeff Crumweedy, and what's Jeff up to these days?
Well, he's retired from teaching and coaching, and he's a school board president in Carrollton now, so he's still staying busy within the school system.
I see, and I guess he's still living in Carrollton?
Yep, him and mom are living in Carrollton.
Same house you grew up in?
Part of my childhood, yeah.
Yeah, so of course you went to Carrollton School, and when you were in Carrollton School, did you play all the sports, or what did you do?
Yeah, football, basketball, and baseball. Very successful in my time there.
Yeah, all right. So I remember you, actually. I was coaching 5th and 6th, I think, at St. Norbert's. Not St. Norbert's, St. Francis. And you as a young player, you know. Were you on the... the public school team or the...
public school,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, yes, I remember that. Married now?
Yep, married with a kid on the way. Betsy Kerback, she's from Jerseyville. Been married for not quite a year. Yeah. Coming up in May.
Good for you. And do you know what you're having?
We're having a boy.
Oh, good, good. I'm sure Grandpa's excited about that.
Yeah.
Now, you got some brothers and sisters?
I got an older brother, Josh, and a younger sister, Hannah.
Okay. And... I understand. You are the athletic trainer for Jersey High School.
That's correct. Coming up on 4 years here on March 15th.
Yeah. And not every school has an athletic trainer full time.
No. It generally, right now, most of the bigger schools, every school in the in our conference definitely has athletic trainers, and the bigger schools in the metro for sure.
So what is your... I know you said you started later in the day, you know, because... What time do you start?
Typically, I go into school about 11:30.
Yeah. Okay. And then what is your job? What's a day like for you?
So on a typical school day, go in about 11:30, and kids that have maybe an early out or study hall can come down, complete their rehab, maybe get an injury evaluation done in the afternoon, and get their rehab and pre-practice routine, stretching, heat, things like that before they get to practice after school.
Okay. And then you're at the games whenever...
games and practices, so...
How do you cover all those?
Well...
I mean, how... you can't cover them all.
It's impossible to cover them all. Sometimes it drives me crazy knowing that things are going on across town because we do have two different locations and sites. But you go to where...
So you got the...
more
you got the junior high too?
Nope.
No.
Typically, no.
Okay.
I don't cover their events. I'll evaluate an injury, you know, the day after, but...
you got straight high school.
You're going to where the biggest risk is, the largest risk for an injury. That's kind of where you're...
No, that's... it'd be football?
Equipment intensive would be number one, and then sometimes you look at the amount of people. If there's four baseball and softball games going on, think about all the people that are on the property of Jersey 100 compared to dealing with one soccer game.
Okay. Now, do you sit with the athletic director to decide that, or do you decide it yourself?
We, together, decide where I should be.
So I imagine you're a pretty good ankle taper. Do you do that, or do the coaches do that?
I do that.
All of it for everybody?
All the taping, bracing, things like that is taken care of in the training room.
Okay. You take care of kids even if they're not part of the sports program, like if a kid gets hurt in PE or something?
No, because whenever you're an athlete, you get certain documentation signed that allows me to evaluate and treat you, where non-athletes don't have that.
How many different sports do we have at Jersey?
I don't know the total number. We always have something going on, I can tell you that. Monday through Saturday, every season, there is something going on out there. There's not a slow time when it comes to sports.
You do get your summers off.
Most of the summer. A couple hours in the morning here and there for football workouts. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. And you also, that's your day job. And then you were also vice president of Westlake Country Club.
Yep, a little over a year and a half now. I've been on the board, and then a little over a year took the vice president role.
Okay, and I suppose you've been a golfer all your life?
Yeah, majority of my life. Took that from my brother, who was a successful golfer in high school, and Lone Oak, being in Carrollton where I grew up, was definitely a factor as far as just growing up, mom dropping you off and walking nine holes. And Richard Harp, the owner that's now gone, very influential in my golf career, because you'd show up as a kid and he found that important to try to intrigue young golfers, and he would just say, go play. Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't pay anything to walk.
I see. Now, did Carrollton have a golf team?
They did.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if they still do. It's up and down as far as that.
But Lone Oak's still going?
Lone Oak's still going.
Yeah. Okay. Now, we'll talk a little bit about golf in general, or clubs. You have the Westlake Country Club. And I know years ago, we go back 20 years, 25 years maybe, there was all kinds of clubs, private clubs, all kinds of veteran type clubs and different things. And those have kind of dropped out, out of the mix. Why do you think they've dropped out of the mix?
I think a population that, you have the baby boomer generation that's getting older, that's not as active as far as being on a golf course. We see a lot of that generation that drops out just because they don't play golf anymore. And that's why we have different membership levels too, to where they can just become a social member, which is what a lot of our members do when they get older. They transition into a social member role where they still have access to the clubhouse.
What is the season for golfing? When does it usually start? And when does it usually start and end?
Well, last week we were fortunate with some good weather. Our course didn't open until Thursday, but typically you're looking at April or May to October, maybe beginning of November, when it's still, you've got some pretty hardcore golfers that will say that 44 degrees and windy is, with the sun out, is great golf weather.
Yes.
I'm not necessarily one of those.
What percentage would you say out there on the golf course, people walk versus drive a cart?
We don't have many walkers. A lot of the younger kids, the golf team, that kind of stuff, they will walk. So 10% maybe.
Okay, walk. Here's the big question. Okay, you're a golfer, right? And you're pretty good. You've been doing it for a long time. Can you handle Jared Capps?
Absolutely not.
No?
Okay. We've got some really really high-level talent out there, and that's where they can showcase their talent in different events like the club championship and things like that, where you can – I didn't take a picture of the plaque before I came, but there's some legends on there.
Yeah, and who's the best golfer there now today?
Today? I think Pete Noble has probably won the last few.
That's what Jared said.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you said before the interview, you said that Pete actually gives some lessons.
Pete does. I don't have the website with me, but you can always contact our clubhouse and they can get you set up with Pete. He does do a junior golf where kids can come out and play. You do not have to be a member to take advantage of that. He'll also do golf lessons for adults. So just contact the clubhouse if that's something that interests you, and they can get you the link to sign up.
Mm-hmm. I grew up in Calhoun. Of course, we didn't have golf. We did other things, but now Jared, he was the only golf team member on his team. He talked about that on an interview. What is the big, now my son, Michael, he loves golfing, but what do people really love about golf? What's the thing that gets them in and gets them started?
I think it's a way to enjoy the weather. It's also a way to stay physically active, even though it's not extreme cardio. It's a way to stay active while enjoying the summer weather. It's also a way to, compete at an old age. There's not many things you can do. I'm still playing slow pitch and Jeremy LaPlante's still playing baseball, but there's not a whole lot of things you can do, once you age, and that's a way to stay competitive and physically active.
Well, how about younger people?
Younger people, it's again, it's something that if you start young, golf can stick with you for the rest of your life. And it's a way to enjoy something that you're going to be able to play for a long time.
A lot of camaraderie on the golf course too, definitely, which is nice.
We've got groups that play together every single day, you know, 1 o'clock tee time, 3 o'clock tee time. They play together every single day.
Yeah. I've never been a golfer. I'm really bad at it. But one thing I really did enjoy was Top Golf. And the only place I've done is Orlando, because I end up in Orlando, we go do it. Have you ever did that?
Yeah.
It's fun, isn't it?
It is.
And it's easy.
It's easy, and you can stand in one place and go back and sit and drink cocktails. And
have dinner.
Yeah.
Mess around. Yes. You know, one thing about a golf course, the maintenance on a golf course has to be big. And you have a 9-hole golf course at Westlake. Hey, if you're just with, if you're just joining me, I have Tanner Crumwood with me. Excuse me. Tanner is the one of the ramrods there at Westlake Country Club, and we're talking over some golf stuff now. What is the advantage? Because I know you may or may not have to be a member. You can go, like I was at an event just a few nights ago. You don't necessarily have to be a member to get in the door, but there's certain things that are members only, and then there's non-members plus. Explain a little bit what goes on.
We definitely don't want anyone to feel like they're not welcome. We're always welcoming new members, welcoming people that might be interested in our clubhouse and our pool and golf course. So we do have some events throughout the year that are just open to the public. You don't have to know anyone there. But a lot of our events are open to our members with their guests. So as long as you're a guest of a member, you don't have to be a member. Our golf course does have some rules as far as how many times you can play with a member before, you know, we start asking questions.
Yeah, to so, join up, right?
And that's just been in our bylaws for mm-hmm. years, and it's just something we follow.
What's some advantages of being a member? Some perks.
Like you said, the camaraderie. You can walk in, it feels like a small town dive. And the people in there, the chances of you knowing them are pretty high, even on a higher level. So you may play golf with them. You may, you know, sit around on a Saturday afternoon with them, see them at Friday night dinner. Also, just a way to be active within a club. And I think that, like you touched on, that's something that is declining. People want to be social with other people outside of on your couch on social media. But just being able to be a part of something, it's not for everybody, you know, to be that way. But that's something I enjoy about it, is being a part of something and with everyone else.
Yeah. And you do, of course, you have, you know, the bar there, but, and you have the event space. Now, can somebody, if they want to have a reception there or a party there, can they, you have to be a member?
No, our event center is open to non-member rentals. An advantage of being a member is that there's a discount on that. Also with our pool, pool parties, you do not have to be a member to rent our pool.
Nice.
But there is advantages to being a member as far as price goes. It drives it down a little bit.
Okay. Now, this membership, do you have a cap on membership?
It's 325. Uh-huh. I don't know the exact year that we were at that, but I do know that I've talked to some younger people that actually were on the waiting list. They had a charter program where someone had to recommend you to the board, and we haven't been there for quite some time.
I know you said earlier that the Westlake is a unique property as far as golfing goes. Can you explain that?
We're a country club. If you think about other country clubs in the area, you think about maybe Carlinville, Litchfield. We're unique because we have a full service bar that's open year round. But also have a nice 9-hole golf course within a community, surrounded by community.
And you serve some food occasionally, right?
Yeah. So we have lunch that is open to the public, but it's closed right now for the winter season. We just don't see as much traffic from our golfers and things like that. So it'll open. The plan is to reopen lunch during peak golf season, which could be April or May. We haven't really set a date yet. But that lunch is open to the public.
And do you occasionally do dinner as well?
Friday night dinner every week.
Oh, you're still doing that?
Yep. Every week we do a Friday night dinner for our members and their guests. And it's a RSVP style where we kind of release what we're gonna serve, and then our members will RSVP for how many they've got coming.
And you got a full kitchen there, right?
Yeah, it's could use, you know, a little extra space. I think when they built that new clubhouse, it's been said that they wish they would have added more room and space, but it's full service.
On the dinners, who does cooking?
Her name's Kim Cox.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you have somebody designated to do that. And what do you usually have? What's on the menu?
This Friday, you know, with Lent coming up, we have catfish fritters and baked potato and slaw. We also do on Wednesday nights, this is also open to the public, we do cheap smash burgers with fries. And it's just a simple night. It's $8 for a burger and fries, which you can't find that anywhere, that value. Mm-hmm. And then we have some specials on the bar as well. But that Wednesday nights are open to the public.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Okay.
3 to 7. So 3 to 5 is, 3 to 7 is drinks happy hour, and then 5 to 7 is food happy hour.
Okay. Now, you've got a big rummage sale coming up, March 7th and 8th, Friday and Saturday. Tell me about your rummage sale.
So this is kind of an idea that the Pool Futures Committee came up with. We have a 60-year-old swimming pool that is in need of some repairs. Well, none that we know of right now, but it seems inevitable that every summer there's something that needs to be repaired with that pool. But also the plan is one day to build up a fund and build a new pool. It's just going to take a really long time. This is the first event that the Futures Committee for the pool has come up with, and all the proceeds from the rummage sale will go directly towards that pool future fund.
So, it's been a while since I've been to a rummage sale. I don't know if I've ever been to a rummage sale, but tell me about what do people bring? What's the idea with the rummage sale?
So I walked in there yesterday. They started taking donations on Sunday. We had members in there pricing yesterday. Pots, pans, car seats. I saw a referee shirt with a collar, which I know hasn't been a thing for many years. different clothes, different dishes and things like that that are in there. They're going to price some things, and then some of the things are just going to kind of leave open and just accept a donation for.
Okay. So you're taking anything clothes wise?
Anything.
Okay.
So
it'll be inside or outside?
It's inside the banquet room.
Okay.
I mean, eventually, I don't know, by the looks of how many items were there yesterday, they may have to flow it out into the bar area, but yeah, we're taking anything, and we invite anybody from the public can come out and shop.
Okay. And again, when is that?
That's March 7th and 8th, so Friday and Saturday, and 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days.
Okay. And people can feel free to bring things off, member or non-member,
yeah,
right? They can
mm-hmm.
bring things in. Goes for a good cause?
Goes for a good cause. Once the sale's over, we're going to send everything to Goodwill or other places like that, and just, you know, donate things to also a good cause, but we can't store them out there for very long. So once we're done with them and we sell what we can, we're going to send them off to a Goodwill.
So this campaign for money for the pool, is this the first item?
This is the
first. List?
This is the first fundraising event for the pool.
And I'm sure you'll have many more planned, or because that's going
to
take a little while.
Yeah,
get that going.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Tanner, any other words of wisdom that you want to share with us?
Well, just as far as our membership packages go, you can always visit our website, westlakecc.net. It's got all of our memberships. We also are on Facebook. We have different memberships this year to kind of tailor to an individual. So we have some for the young people. We want to start grassroots, get the young people out there.
That's a good idea.
So we have different memberships that may entice a 16-year-old instead of their whole family paying the full price. If only the child wants to play, we now have memberships that they can fall into. So most of our memberships do, you know, swimming pool, golf, clubhouse, fishing. We have a couple ponds with fishing. So you can also just be a social member. If you don't want to be a golfer, we included the pool with the social membership this year.
You, like, for example, what do you, can you talk about the pricing?
Yeah, so our gold membership is our highest pricing. It's for the full family in the household with dependents up to age 26. That includes clubhouse, swimming pool, golf course, and fishing. $2,000, but you get a $150 food card back, a food and beverage card that can be used directly at Westlake. The next one is the silver membership.
And that's a year, right?
That's a year.
Okay.
Silver membership is age 23 to 29, single, non-married individual. Clubhouse, swimming, golf course, fishing. That's at $1,700 a year. Again, you get $150 back to use for food and beverage. Then to our bronze is $850. That's our former social membership, but this year we added in the pool. So you get full access to the clubhouse and then the pool as well.
And that's like a couple could get that,
yeah,
right?
Okay. Yeah. That's a household, including dependents up to age 26. And then lastly, this new membership we added this year, again, we want to entice younger individuals to come out to our country club where, like in my childhood, the parents drop you off and you walk 18 holes in the blistering heat of July.
Yeah.
That's my memories, and that's what I want to see. This is for ages 14 to 25, single individual. They get clubhouse, golf course, and that only runs from May 1st to October 1st. So we're packing in that peak golf season. But if you're over 23, you got to show your transcript that you're still in school. Because the idea is if you're getting paid full time.
What's that one cost?
That one is $650.
Okay. Well, sounds like a good deal. Thanks, Tanner, for coming in. And I guess, you know, golfing season is right here. It's getting ready to blast off. So if somebody is thinking about joining, you know, they can join for a year if they like it. Fine. If they don't, be a good experience.
Yep. You can always contact Drake Kanalkin, our club manager in the clubhouse, and he'll take care of you.
All right. Well, thanks, Tanner.
Thank you.